Hey everybody, welcome to this demo of Evil Satellites. This is a game that came out, I think, last year around April of 2021 for some sort of no video jam. I think there's some kind of competition or something, I'm not quite sure. This is called Evil Satellites. It is an interesting Space Invaders type of game made by the same guy who made Dragon Pong and different things like that. And essentially, what it is you're flying around in space trying to shoot down satellites that for some reason have been taken over by an AI and are evil, I guess, and you have to blow them up. And the interesting thing with this game is after you blow up a satellite, you have to fly to the debris that it leaves behind and take it, which will give you more ammo, which is actually kind of cool. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into this. It's a pretty simple game. I think it's endless, so my understanding is you can play for as long as you want or as long as you can last. I'm going to go ahead and run this, though.
Desktop list. Documents window. Evil satellites. Evil satellites. Evil satellites.dll. Evil satellites.txt.
So you download this and run it. And essentially, if you don't have .NET Framework 5 installed, it will prompt you to download it and take you to the Microsoft page to get it. Get the x64 version. This is a 64-bit application, so if you don't have a processor that supports that, this is not going to run. Let me go ahead and run this, though.
Evil satellites. Start the game.
So here we are in the menu.
Options. Change game options. Exit. Exit the game.
Now, interesting thing here, if you pause on options, it will give you more information. So I'm gonna go into options, so I'm gonna hit up arrow and then enter.
Options. Set global options for the game. Music volume. Toggle between music volumes.
So if you hit enter, that will turn the music up. If you hold down shift and press enter, it turns it all the way down and then all the way back up. So basically you can cycle in either direction and it will continue to loop around. If I hit enter, okay, now it's off. Low volume, higher, 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 higher. I think it's higher. Max. No, this is max. No. I guess that was max, and then I hit enter, and that turned it off. I'm going to turn the music off.
Use screen reader. Use screen reader speech instead of SAPI.
If you have a screen reader like NVDA running, it will use the screen reader. If you want to switch to using Microsoft SAPI,
preferring SAPI, preferring screen reader.
It doesn't properly say it, but it's Microsoft SAPI 5, which is in Windows. It's the default speech engine in Windows.
Use force feedback. Vibrate on certain game actions such as weapon fire, getting hit, etc. Disabled force feedback. Enabled force feedback. Disabled force feedback.
If you have a controller connected that supports this, it will vibrate. I don't have one. This game does support joystick / gamepad commands, but I don't have a joystick plugged in.
AI.
Now,
your AI will sometimes comment on the things you're doing in-game.
This is the AI.
AI is now muted. AI is now unmuted.
I recommend that you keep this unmuted because it is quite entertaining. Essentially, what happens is your ship has an AI that will give you random comments based on things that happen.
Back. Main menu.
So let's go back.
With up and down arrows and enter to select. Start. Start the game.
Oh, and it tells you how to navigate.
Options.
Let me go back here. Also, the menus wrap.
Screen. AI. Back.
So if you go up from the bottom or down from the top, the menus will wrap.
Main menu. Navigate with up and down arrows and enter to select. Start. Start the game.
All right. So before I start the game, let's go over the basic controls. W, S, A, and D will move your ship. W is forward. S is back. A is left. D is right. If you hit R, that will turn your radar on. T will toggle between scouting for satellites and debris with your radar. And Y will tell you the distance between you and the target that you currently have to find with the radar. X will tell you how much ammo you have. Up and down arrows will increase or decrease the nose of your ship. Left and right arrows will turn you left and right. The navigation system in this game is actually quite extensive. H will tell you your health. I'm trying to think if there's any more. I don't think so. And there are game pad commands, but I don't know what they are. They're listed in the manual, though, which you can find by reading the README file.
Options. Start.
So let's go ahead and start
the game.
Oh, now. This is going to be so thrilling.
That's the AI. I'm going to hold down W. And let's actually turn the radar on. That's a satellite trying to shoot a missile at me. Let me turn. There we go. Now, what you'll notice is the sound of the radar rises in pitch.
124 units.
So I'm going to move. Let's see if we turn around here. Crap. I just got hit.
82 health.
So I'm going to go over here and press the up. Press the down arrow. That sound tells me I'm in range.
116 units.
So let's move a little bit closer here.
97. 81 units.
And these things move around a little bit.
You are our hero.
So, to fire. Okay. To fire, you hold down the space bar. Oh crap, hang on.
Debris.
Let me switch to debris.
Satellite.
And turn the radar on. So I'm going to move forward and hold down V, which will use my collector. And I got some more ammo. Turn the radar off.
100 health.
So your health will regenerate after a while, so just be aware of that.
Satellites.
I'm going to hit T to toggle back to satellites. Now, as I was saying, oh crap.
99 health.
It's hitting me with missiles. These things are hitting me with missiles. To use your weapon, you hold down the space bar. Your weapon will power up.
And then, what I would say if I could feel pain.
Yeah, your weapon will power up and then immediately begin to fire.
89 health.
So I am getting hit here. Let's go ahead.
154 units.
So if I hit Y.
146 units. Minus 123 horizontal. 15 vertical.
So I'm going to hit the left arrow. Right up there. And hit the down arrow. There we go. I'm in range of the next satellite.
95 units.
You must be confused. You shoot the satellites. Them shooting you is not the same thing.
Yeah.
75 71 units. Debris.
Toggle to debris, hold down W and V. Now that blip means that you've been healed. So basically, the AI will attempt to repair your ship.
100 health. Satellite.
Alright, look over here, satellite, press the left arrow. Now pressing down arrow. There we go.
118 units.
And
88 units. Zero.
Not bad.
85.
Let's grab this debris here. See how much ammo I've got here.
417 rounds.
All right, so we're doing pretty good.
417 rounds. Satellite. 307 units. Minus one horizontal, one vertical.
307 units, so I'm going to move forward towards it.
219 units. Minus four horizontal.
Ah, crap.
Minus 100 health. 134 units. 98 units. 73 units.
96
health.
Since there's no friction in space, that's likely going to hit some poor out in the ground.
There we go. Took that out.
Debris.
Now, hopefully you're able to follow this. This can be a little crazy. I'm getting hit. Turn around until it's the highest pitch, and then press up and down arrow to get the best angle with the radar. There we go. And let's see here.
84 health, 512 rounds.
All right, so I'm doing good on ammo. So usually what you
Yay,
do
more work from me.
To dodge these missiles, you'd want to either angle yourself up or down or move left and right with A and D.
70 health.
Let's see.
Satellites.
243. Turn the radar back on. And
246 units.
Yay! More work from me.
Yeah.
182 units. 5 horsepower. 120 units.
So let's get
88. 67.
There we go.
Debris.
Now, what you don't want to do... I think I went past it. What you don't want to do is run into debris or satellites, because if you do,
it's what I would say if I could feel pain.
Because if you do, you'll take damage, and that's not good. All right, so there's my ammo.
544 rounds, satellite. 354 units. Minus
now,
horizontal.
Apparently, it is possible to hit the satellites from up to 500 units away.
274.93.
But your projectiles take time to get there, and I find it's easier if you hit them from less than 100 units away.
216 units, 45 horizontal, 203 units.
It also seems to me as though... There we go. I'm just moving left and right with the left and right arrows to try to dodge this. It seems to me as though...
243 units.
Oh, I'm going the wrong way.
Horizontal.
It seems to me as though the farther away you are, the less damage your missiles do. Oop, we dodge those. And... Let's get oriented in the right direction.
100 health.
Alright, I am at maximum health.
191 units.
So basically, you just keep doing this.
139 units. 95 units.
Ah.
What did that empty patch of space ever do to you?
Debris.
We have company. Wait, no, that's too cliche.
We have company. Oh, crap.
76 health.
I think I just ran into some debris. Let's see here.
Yay, more work from me.
There we go.
35 health. 30.
Uh-oh. Now, oh, that's a lot of missiles. Uh-oh. And that means my health is low.
24 health.
What I'm going to try to do is just fly around here.
Satellite.
And try to avoid being hit while my ship is being repaired. Whoa.
31 health.
Okay. There's a lot of missiles. As you can tell, the sounds are 3D, so you can hear where things are. Let's go down a little bit, or up a little bit. That's the left and right. I'm just trying to dodge this stuff.
43 health.
Slowly regenerating my health here.
54 units. 77 horizontal.
Oh, wait a minute.
65.
Okay, so I didn't react fast enough. Now we're in the screen that gives you information about your stats.
Satellite shots fired. Okay. Shots fired. 221. Satellite shots fired. 221. Amount of shots fired during this game. Satellites shot. 7. Amount of satellites shot during this game. Debris collected. 14. Amount of debris collected during this game. Satellite collisions. 1. How many satellites you crashed into? Wave. 3. Total plate time. 00:14:34.551741. Okay. Total plate time. 00:14:34.551741. How much time you spent on this run? Okay. Main menu. Off. Exit.
So yeah, that's basically it.
Evil satellites.
I find this game to be quite addicting, and as I said, it seems to be endless, so you could sit here and play this for hours, assuming that you could last long enough. But this is, you know, it's an interesting concept. I like the idea of being able to get more ammo by retrieving the debris from the things that you blow up. That is cool. But yeah, I mean, that's basically how the game works. You just keep doing the same thing over and over. I mean, I guess at some point it would probably get boring. But, you know, it's a decent time waster. It's free, and you can't beat free, so
Audacity.
Also, just as an aside, the voice actress who did the AI, I believe, is also the same person who voices Raven in Code 7. Speaking of which, I will probably be playing Code 7 again. I took that playthrough down because I wanted to redo it. And I ideally want to wait until the full game comes out, because I think we're missing the last chapter. Because the problem I would have is I would play it and then get to the end and then there'd be nothing, and I hate cliffhangers like that, so I'm going to put that on the back burner until Code 7 is actually done and the last episode comes out. I think the last one is supposed to be like episode 5 or episode 5 or 4? I'm not sure which. Anyway, you guys take care. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, you know where to leave them. But that's going to do it for me. So until next time, bye.